Right now, we are crossing to Northern Ireland. Hal Davis is there at the RNIB Tech Fair. Hal, the doors, I don't think, are open yet, but how are things going? Sounds quite busy there.
It's incredibly busy. We're in a much bigger venue this year at the Lagan Valley Islands in Lisbon, Northern Ireland, for the RNIB Tech Fair. There are nearly 40 exhibitors here, which is a huge number considering there were far fewer last year. And everyone, the doors have just opened. Everyone has just started to pour in and get to grips with what's going to be a really exciting day. So many different things going on.
This was a really popular exhibition last year. You were there as well reporting on that. What was it, busier than they thought? And maybe that's why they decided we need to do this again?
Absolutely. And I think, keep it under your hat, Alan, I think there may be talks about it continuing long after today and becoming a really regular, you know, a main fixture in the calendar here. It's fantastic. We've got areas covered from lots of different organisations. You've got people like Guide Dogs, Sight and Sound. It's all about tech, from low tech to the biggest high tech things going on. One thing that really stuck out to me that I'd never seen before is called the Tactonom Reader. Now, this is really, really new. And it's a way to interpret tactile graphics and maps. And we're going to try and speak to the folks behind it and the people who are exhibiting it later on. But then there's also the RNIB Braille 200 stand, which has got some of the incredible history of Braille. So there's a real mixture of old and new, and there's something for everyone really here in Northern Ireland today.
And it's, we talk about it's a tech fair, but you know, it's always important, I think, to remind people, you know, you don't have to be a tech genius to get something from this. That there are, as you say, like Guide Dogs and so on are there, so there's the services and local services for people from the area as well. But you know, high tech and low tech, I suppose, everything from the little liquid level indicators to some of that cutting edge brand new tech as well.
Absolutely. And there's also a series of tech talks that are happening on site here as well. So if you'd like to hear about things like Braille, past, present and future, there are talks from NaviLens, how technology impacts education. There's all sorts going on, even AI, which I know is a big topic for everyone at the moment. So, yeah, there's something, as you say, Alan, really for everyone here in Northern Ireland today.
I mean, you work with it. You look after the Tech Talk show for us, Hal. So, you know, this is great for you, I suppose, to have a little bit of a wander around as well. But do you find when you go to these things, there's always something new and you're always learning something else?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are things that we talk about a lot on Tech Talk, and we talk about what it would be like to have things. And then suddenly it comes true. Suddenly it's there in front of you and you're able to get hands on and try things. So it's really exciting. It's really interesting to do that. And so many people who are finding out about new devices, and maybe their old devices as well, Alan, that they just didn't know. And those small differences can make such a massive impact on people's lives.
I know, as you said, how last year's was so successful, they decided to run this again. Is it a different venue this time? What are the details if people would like to come along?
Yes, so we were in the centre of Belfast last year. This year, it's in Lisbon, in the Lagan Valley Islands. But there is a shuttle bus, so it's a little bit further out from the city centre. But that's because we've got such a big venue, which is fantastic. So if you'd like to come along, and if you are in Belfast and the surrounding area, the easiest way to do that is to head on to the free shuttle bus, which leaves Belfast Grand Central Station every 30 minutes or so. And you're able to speak to one of the RNIB volunteers who will be there in their pink T-shirts and able to guide you onto the coaches that make their way to Lisbon and then back again. So it's sort of a round trip you're able to do. The facility here is absolutely fantastic, Alan. And I know you were very interested in whether there were refreshments on site. It seems to be the department you're interested in, Alan.
Well, it's always very important. You know, Hal, if you're going to go and do some of these exhibitions, you really have to know, you know, what's the coffee like, are there cakes available, and what the queue's like.
I can tell you there are short queues at the moment, and there are most definitely coffee and cake available to purchase on site, which is great. And loads of RNIB volunteers. So what... RNIB NI, you know, the volunteers have really turned out in number today. So there's lots of support. So anyone who's interested in a sighted guide or any sort of assistance on site here, there'll be someone who can help you get around and get to sort of get hands on with anything you want to at the exhibition.
Brilliant. So this is on today, as you say, Hal, but you're going to be doing lots of interviews with all the exhibitors and so on, and you're going to be with us a bit later. So if you know people can't make it along, will they get to hear all your interviews, your features, that kind of thing?
That's right. So we're here on site between 11 and 4:30 today. But hopefully on RNIB Connect Radio, we can make you feel like you're here, even if you're not able to join us. So we'll have all of the interviews will be available as podcasts. We'll try to bring you those on the afternoon edition later on today, and also on tomorrow's Daily Connect as well. And they'll be available, as we say, as podcasts online, and you can find out that information at your leisure.
Fantastic. Well, have a cracking time. Try and stay away from the cakes. And we'll hear from you a bit later this afternoon between 3 and 6 on the afternoon edition.
Thanks very much, Alan.